Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. So, apparently, something called No Kings was supposed to have demonstrations today because it's something called Flag Day and it's also President Trump's birthday. If there's anything to cover about this at a later date, I will. But I more want to talk about some things I've noticed relating to political demonstrations in general. First of all, I want to clarify that protest and riot are two completely different things. I've heard the two terms used interchangeably by the media and by people in everyday speech, and I've not heard it in the direction of referring to a peaceful protest as a riot. The closest thing I can think of is a figure of speech called reading the Riot Act, where, you know, if person A reads person B the Riot Act, that means person A jumped so far down person B's throat that person B is coughing him up for a week. meaning that, you know, it's a thorough dressing down, if you will. I've heard that. That's the closest thing I can think of. I've not directly heard, as far as I can remember, people refer to a peaceful protest as a riot. But what I have heard a lot, especially when it comes to left-wing political activity, is violent riots referred to as protests. But I need to clarify that the two are very different things. So, according to Oxford Dictionary, protest is defined as, quote, a statement or action expressing disapproval of or objection to something. Now, it says statement or action, but an action is generally understood to be, you know, a march, you know, waving signs, maybe doing something else that is not violent, it's peaceful. I will say that sitting and blocking traffic is one of those borderline things where, yeah, it's not technically violence in the physical sense, but you are purposely preventing people from getting to work and even more importantly, getting to emergency services. So you could argue that that is just as bad. But that might be a topic for another day. For the time being, I just want to clarify this difference, because while a protest is peaceful, a riot is something completely different. Oxford defines a riot as a violent disturbance of the peace by a crowd. And that is what happens a lot. That's what's been happening a lot in the last 5 years. You had the BLM riots. You had the 2023 events on college campuses, the occupations, the attacks, etc. After Israel was attacked on October 7th, you've had these illegal immigration. I'm sure in some cities around the country they've probably still been peaceful demonstrations, but in LA it has turned into a full-blown riot. And I'm sure that not just like with the most recent iteration, I'm sure that not all the BLM protests were riots, so I guess I can, if I want to be charitable, see combining the two, because protests and riots, having to clarify which is which, like that, I could see from a media perspective that being difficult, but I will say it is disingenuous. Going back to what I said in an earlier episode, that making everything easier does not always make it better. I will say, too, that you'll hear, whenever looting breaks out, whenever these riots are occurring, you'll hear people who are defending it say, oh, well, they're stealing for food. They're just stealing everyday items that they need to get by every day. But that's clearly not the case, because you see people walk out with things like flat screen TVs, and you even see that when it's not a riot, because there was a trend, and I'm sure these probably still happen, because retail shrinkage has been a growing problem in the last several years, but there was a trend, it was called like smash and grabs, where teens would, they'd organize on social media, they'd organize these large groups that would go to a store, and they'd break in, they'd steal a whole crap ton of stuff, then they'd leave. And they'd only be there for maybe a few minutes. And that, you know, that was not happening usually during a political riot. It may have, and they may have used the riot as a distraction, which would be even more concerning. But then speaking of the violence, demonstrations, riots, and such, when demonstrations do turn into riots, you often see the blame get misplaced. You'll often see where the person who organized the original demonstration is automatically blamed, maybe not the individual person, but the group that organized it, is automatically blamed for the event turning violent. And a lot of times, there may be some people who organized an event fully intending, or at least knowing that it would be violent, and fostering that or not actively discouraging that. But more oftentimes what happens is you get a group that genuinely just wants to protest, demonstrate for a cause they care about, and then the event turns violent because outsiders show up, outside lone wolves or outside groups, tight-knit or loose-knit, show up. And they stir up the crowd, or they just start doing violent things, and then stir up the crowd. Like, however it happens, a lot of times it's not the same people who originally organized the event who are responsible for the violence of the event. Could the organizers, have done things to mitigate the risk of violence, or to mitigate the violence once it breaks out? Maybe. But I wasn't there, so I can't fully say one way or the other. And if I could, that would be a much longer form episode for another day. But the thing that I more want to talk about is that we shouldn't bury the past. We shouldn't just forget it, obscure it. We need to cover it. We need to learn about it. We need to teach our children about it. And ourselves. We need to remind ourselves, too. Because if we forget the past, we're more likely to repeat the past. This is true no matter if we're talking about, you know, things like the Holocaust, or if we're talking about city riots or anything else. You know, if you drop a rock on your head and then you forget that it hurts, then you might do it again. That's why I've always said that forgive and forget is terrible advice. Because, yes, you should forgive, but if I forget what you did, I'm either going to just let you do it again, or I'm going to let someone else. Either way, I'm not learning from it. But on the other side of that, we shouldn't dwell on the past. That's why it's very sad to see these left-wingers who beat themselves up every 3 seconds because of slavery and the Indians and all of that. It's like, that stuff happened hundreds of years ago. What are you freaking out about? Like, are you okay? Like, mentally, are you okay? Because that's not normal. And so I think, you know, that's another thing. We shouldn't just be dwelling on the past, but we shouldn't be burying it either. We need to learn from it. And it's the same thing here when it comes to these riots. And not only do we need to remember that. But I think we also just need to stop trying to always make everything easier. I said that before. Some things should be made easier, yes. I covered this in my episode, The Way We Argue. A lot of things, actually. It's good we made them easier than they used to be. Heating our homes doesn't require a fire. That's good. But political discourse is one of those things that should not be made easier for its own sake. So that's basically the moral of today's episode, is reminding you that, first of all, protests and riots are not the same thing. And second, we need to stop blaming the groups who organize the events for the violence that breaks out that they did not actively intend to happen. Should people be held accountable if it does come to light that there were things they could have done differently? Yeah. But we shouldn't automatically say that anyone, it's not even just the groups who organize the events, sometimes anyone who supports the cause that the event was intended to protest and then the event turns into a riot, like, anyone who supports that cause gets associated with the violence. And that's, I think that's dangerous. Because even if you're protesting for something that I think is absolute garbage, even if you're protesting against something that I actively support, even if you're protesting against everything I morally stand for, the Constitution still gives you the right to peacefully protest for that thing. And even when an event turns violent, most of the people there usually don't intend to be violent. Sometimes people do get involved in the violence out of fear, because they think that, you know, if they don't, they might get hurt themselves. Like, they might be threatened into doing it. I'm willing to grant that. But then just a lot of the people who attend don't get involved in the violence. They might even leave when it starts getting violent. So I think that in speech and in media, we need to stop automatically associating anyone who supports a cause, even a cause that we morally disagree with the violence of some of the demonstrations that turned into riots that were in support of that cause. So, like, for example, BLM. I don't agree with the ideals of BLM. I'm sure most of you listening to this don't agree with the ideals of BLM. But just because somebody voices support for BLM does not automatically mean that that person supports the violence of 2020 when cities burned. Just because somebody went to a demonstration that was in support of that cause does not mean they automatically support the riots. I'm just using that as an example. And so, whether something comes of today or not, and in light of the current LA situation that has now, as I said, spread to cities around the country, and in light of other things that have happened in the last few years, we need to keep these three things in mind. So to recap, a protest is not a riot. They're two different things. We need to stop using them interchangeably. Second, not everybody who goes to an event or supports the cause the event champions should be associated with the violence that occurs there. Because third, the people who organize the event are often not the ones who turn it violent. That's usually outside groups or outside lone actors. So while I'm willing to grant that there may be some events that are organized with the intent always being violence, most people who are politically active on both sides are not willing and ready to engage in political violence. And do not support it. And so these are just some reminders. We need to learn from our past, but we need to not dwell on it. And with all of that in mind, thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, the RSS feed, Audible, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and Apple Podcasts. You can also contact us on our X account, JFSCPod, and on our Facebook page at Jesse's Fireside Chats, or you can send us an email if you'd like at jessiesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's JESSEAS firesidechats@gmail.com. And no pressure, but if you want to support us, we have a Ko-fi page. So it's KOFI.com/Jesse's Fireside Chats. So leave a small donation. We'd really appreciate it, but no pressure. Thank you so much for listening, and have a blessed day.